Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is Roslyn Sadaka, a dating and relationship coach, author of 99 Things Women Wish They Knew Before Dating After 40, 50, and yes, 60. She is co-creator of the Dating Rescue 10-week e-course and the Create Your Ideal Relationship Kit for women over 40. Welcome, Roslyn.
Well, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, it is. It is always. So let's get right into why dating after 40 and 50 and even 60, why is it just so different from dating when you're younger?
Well, what happens is that we bring a wealth of baggage and experience into our dating world. We don't have the innocence and the naivety that we had in our 20s and even 30s sometimes. And the baggage can be very harmful to us because it creates fear and anxiety for us and also for potential partners. So the people we're dating are also bringing baggage, and that means divorces and failed relationships and hurts and pain and the reality of how poor our relationship skills may be. And all of that comes to bear, and very often people are not only afraid, but they're looking backwards as they move. They say, oh, I want a new relationship and to find someone, but sometimes our hearts are still connected to someone who may have rejected us or left us. Sometimes we're still in love with someone who no longer is in our lives. And so all of that just tangles up and just creates a lot of anxiety and a lot of things that we have to deal with.
Roslyn, is that why so many women in your experience are so jaded about dating in midlife?
Sure. They're jaded. There's a lot of fear, anxiety, hurt, and pain. And we put up a barrier. It's just a normal emotional experience to put up a barrier to getting hurt again. Some women decide, I'm done. I don't need this. I'm just going to live the rest of my life without a relationship, which is sad, because there's joy in having a healthy relationship and fulfillment. Other people move ahead, but they bring a lot of neediness or desperation into the process, or they're still trying to find someone that they can fix, someone, I call it a project, someone with potential, and then women love to fix the potential guys and make them the way they want them to be, and that's inevitably a lesson in disaster, because we can't fix or change anyone. It's hard enough to work on ourselves, let alone trying to do that with a partner. So if we don't learn it, we get very frustrated because of the repeating old patterns again and again.
And what's the most dangerous mistake that single women make in midlife?
Well, there's many of them. Some of them include fairy tale thinking, still looking for a knight in shining armor who's going to rescue us, who's going to fill the hole or the gap in our lives. In other cases, we find people who really aren't good partners for us, but we're so needy and desperate for love, for attention, for having a man in our lives, that we sell ourselves short. We accept people who just aren't appropriate. We accept abusive behavior, neglectful behavior, controlling or manipulative behavior, and people who are just not appropriate for us. And if we haven't done the inner work, and I always talk about taking the time to get clear and clean, go to see a therapist or a relationship coach, join a group, take a digital course, online program, do something where you can be making changes and shifts. Because if you get out of past relationships and you don't change anything, then you're going to find another partner with a different face, but they're going to be the same problem again and again, and the patterns get repeated and there's just more pain and sorrow. So we have to be very clear about finding people who respect us and are appropriate for us and who will love and nurture us the same way we want to. But we can't do that unless we really do the inner work and get clean and clear about all facets of our relationships.
And how do we know when we would be ready to experience or seek out a new relationship?
When you're doing it and you're not coming from need, but you're looking at a relationship as, I call it like gravy. If you already have a good life and you love yourself and your confidence is there, your self-esteem is high, then finding a love partner is just a wonderful asset to your life. But if you're coming from that desperate, needy place, if you're coming from a place of looking for someone to fill the void in your life, you're setting yourself up for disappointment because no one can do that. And then you go from one partner to another to another. So you know when you have this feeling that I am enough as I am, and at the same time I want to find someone because that's going to complement my life, enhance my life, and make it even greater. And those are the relationships that really work best.
And finally, Rosin, what piece of advice would you leave our listeners with for women that are dating after 40 and 50 years old?
Well, love yourself and really realize what a wonderful person you are. If you don't feel that you're a gift to someone else, if you don't feel you're special and worthy and deserving of being treated in a wonderful way in a relationship, then you're going to settle. You're going to sell yourself short and find someone who is not going to be treating you right. If you do feel that you are a gift to someone else, then you're more likely to aim higher and find that someone else who is going to complement your life. But that takes a knowledge and understanding of who you are and who is worthy of being with you. And it isn't easy at this age in midlife because we all come with baggage, as we discussed earlier. So what we want to do is really make sure that we're finding someone who is also working on themselves. People who understand the kinds of things we've been talking about and have done some inner work are much more likely to have a successful relationship when they find someone who shares common interests. And those who don't pay attention to that are more likely to just fall into one relationship after another, and with disappointment and disaster. And we don't want that in midlife. We really deserve to have relationships that are lasting and fulfilling.
Well, Rosin, I want to thank you for being here on Jennings Wire today, and I want to remind our listeners that you can learn so much more about Rosin Tadaka, Dating and Relationship Coach, at womendatingafter40.com, where you'll also find a free ebook, which is very generous of Rosin, the answers to their most asked questions, and also a discounted price for Rosin's Create Your Ideal Relationship Kit. So again, both are available at womendatingafter40.com. And for dating and relationship coaching services, you can contact Rosin at rosalindwrites@gmail.com. And that's rosalindwrites@gmail.com. Thanks, Rosin, for being here.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.